This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's really just registering to me this story about a Canadian woman, finger quotes, suing a salon for refusing to wax her penis. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. PG-13 show today, not because I'm in any kind of a feisty mood, but this story sort of speaks to the human condition that we've been led to by leftists. I was at a rally the other day. And it's around school choice and sexualization and this agenda that they're pushing in Arizona schools. And, of course, the agenda is across the country. They give it different names in different locations to try to keep us off balance. But at the end, it's this whole pervasive leftist culture that wants to sexualize kids, demoralize kids, make victims of them, and essentially pass the buck on learning. Schools are essentially saying, look, we don't want to teach. Let's just not bother to teach. Let's just let the kids do whatever it is that they want to do, and it'll all come out. It'll be okay. Well, it's not okay. How about education? Focus on education. Anyway, that's not my point. So this guy, he's a leftist reporter. It's the only way he reports. He reported on another rally that we had, and he called it, a racist. I'm the one who's doing the rally, and he says it's racist. Racist against minorities. Anyway, he's doing it. He asked a question of a lady who is a stalwart. This woman is like huge in humanitarian issues, sex trafficking, things like this, and she's having a big summit, bringing in all kinds of people from the UN. Here, I forget the date. And she asked me to actually translate and take some of the African people that only speak French and their African language to the airport because she doesn't have enough French speakers. So I said I'd do that. Anyway, the guy asked her a question. We're having this rally about school choice and all these other issues around school, the issues that leftists are putting into schools. And this guy says, so why are you just getting involved now? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, first of all, you're a reporter. You should know who she is. She's been involved in this for over 10 years. But what kind of question? Why now? Because the issue is important to me. And so when he said that, I said, what a stupid question. And he looked up. And I said, let me repeat. What a stupid question. What does it matter when she got involved? The fact is, she's involved. The question you should be asking yourself is, what led her to getting involved? And therein lies the answer. The idiotic nature of people like you and the people you support. The type of stuff that you write is the very reason why you have hundreds of people gathered at the, it was in the official, I don't know what they call it, but the government area of Arizona, Phoenix area. And they're gathered here because of the idiotic policies of the left and the very stuff that you promote. And he tried to overtalk me. I said, just shut up. Your job is to shut up and listen. And then I went on to explain it. And I'm telling you, people were coming over. Thank you so much for telling this guy this and all this. So let's go back to the story that I just mentioned. Okay, I'm going to start over for those listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And by the way, welcome to KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. This is a story about a Canadian woman who sued a salon for refusing to wax her penis. This is how crazy the world has become due to leftism, where we use her and penis in the same sentence for the same person. See, this is where we are. And oh, by the way, don't you dare misgender her, the female who happens to have a penis. Now, I don't know what world you live in. I don't know how you came up. I don't know how you were raised, brought up, introduced to the world, okay, in any however you put it. But I'll tell you this. Here's what I learned about gender. I learned that males have penises and women do not. That's what I learned. I also learned the proper use of pronouns, and I understand their usage. So when we get into these semantic battles of gay marriage, which doesn't exist, gays can have unions that are as strong as marriage. In fact, they can have them stronger for all I care. I don't think you can get in a stronger union. It is built by God. But if you want to believe that, fine. But you can certainly do a union that is stronger than man's union. You know, in other words, a marriage. You can say, I want to be in a contract that says you cannot leave. Things like that. Do whatever you want. But let me tell you. You don't have the word marriage. And you cannot use the word her and penis in the same sentence when you're talking about the same person. Or she and penis. Or my mother was talking about her penis the other day. That doesn't compute. It doesn't exist. But see, this is the craziness. And when you, here's the reason why I'm bringing this up. Not because I want to keep saying penis on the radio, because it isn't that big of a deal. I'm no longer 13. Anyway. This is a microcosm of the bigger world. If you want to understand Russia, collusion, obstruction, think about this story. If you want to understand Ukraine and Donald Trump's so-called extortion of Ukraine, think about this story. Think about how Democrats don't see anything weird about this story. When you think of any of the crazy insanity, border issues, oh, I don't understand why you have a problem with us bringing over illegal banditos who sex traffic and bring drugs and allow terrorists to slip through into a sovereign country. I don't know why you would want to protect your borders. Think about this story. When you think about Democrats getting mad because the president challenges our partners to pay their bills for NATO, think about this story. When you think about why the Democrats get mad and tell us that we are going to lose the war on trade, a war where we spend $750 plus billion a year giving to other countries, think about this story. When you think about how they want one of those idiotic candidates that they have, and we're going to get into the debate here in a bit, but when you think about those idiots that they want to help get elected, think about this story. When you think of the craziness of leftism, think about the woman who is suing a business because they say, we don't want your business and we're not going to be waxing your pee-pee. That's what you should be thinking about when you think about the craziness of leftism. And that's why you're here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, because we bring these things to your attention, hopefully in a way that you find intriguing.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's going to be a fun year watching this stuff play out for the Democrats. All this, the FISA gate stuff, the number of people who are now backing down on stories. John Durham. We haven't heard much about John Durham. The other day I was chronicling the things you don't hear much about. You don't hear much about Donald Trump's wall being built. He replaced a bunch of dilapidated wall with 30-foot wall that is practically impossible to get over. We're seeing the we got the illegal numbers come, you know, people trying to come into the country. I don't call them immigration. Illegal trespassers coming in. Numbers are astounding. So we'll talk a little bit more about that too. But, you know, just thinking about all of the various things that you're not hearing about. You're not hearing about Putin and Donald Trump being a puppet of Putin. You're not hearing about China and the trade deal falling through and all this other stuff. You're not hearing about trade backfiring. In fact, they passed the USMCA, which is the agreement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, because it got us out of NAFTA and it's yielding great benefits, partly that have to do with the border and keeping illegal immigration down.
Mexico is suddenly no longer vitriolic towards America. They're working in conjunction with us. And what else? Iran, in check. The Democrats so wanted World War III. They so wanted escalation. They wanted to even put the plane that was shot down by Iranians on Donald Trump. That failed. It's all failing. Russian collusion. Bob Mueller was supposed to be their savior. Where's Mueller now? Are you hearing anything about Mueller? Where's James Comey? Is he in the woods tweeting somewhere? Democrats are still looking for a great white hope. They can't stand their candidates. I'm going to get into this debate. I know, happened the other day, but who cares? So they can't stand these candidates. They're still wanting somebody to come along and save them, and it's not going to happen. Hillary Clinton can't save them. Michelle Obama can't save them. Oprah can't save them. Baby black Jesus himself, Barack Obama, can't save them. They're up a creek. There is no paddle. We're watching them implode. We're watching them start to eat their own. And ironically, the field is narrow, but the Democrats don't look better. They don't look good. Talked about it the other day. It was a very, very white debate the other night. A very white debate. And while that was going on, the president held another rally, this one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Do I need to tell you it was standing room only? I don't know how many things I can give you guys in terms of polling of Obama. Who got the most whatever guy, what was it, the most admired man in 2019? Donald Trump. After everything that has been written about this man, he gets most admired. Barack Obama living on legacy stuff, he tied. But everybody knows that wasn't a tie. For Trump to tie Barack Obama is a solid win. Donald Trump, most admired man. How awesome is that? Donald Trump, more popular in his presidency now than Barack Obama was in his at the same time. And this has been going on pretty much since year two. You want to know why? Trump's success. This is such a good feeling. As a person who voted for Donald Trump, as a person who said, I see the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, and specifically Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and predicted that you would see the same, I couldn't be more happy. I don't follow the guy, everything that he does, but I could not be more happy. And partly, look, I wouldn't be in the mood to rub it in if the Democrats were anywhere close to saying, you know what, guys? We made a mistake. You got it right. Let's all get along. Why didn't we do that with Obama? We didn't make a mistake. I didn't have to look at Obama policies and go, man, I tell you what, you people were so right in picking that clown. I thought he was going to be the worst president ever, and boy, did I have mud on my face. Said nobody who didn't vote for Obama. But I guarantee you, if you find somebody that didn't vote for Trump who now supports him, if you ask enough questions, I guarantee you, you will find somebody who says, I made a big mistake in not voting for Trump. I made a big mistake in not liking Trump, whatever that may be. I guarantee you. I can tell you, I've already told this story many times. My own brother, who did not, for the first time in his political life, vote for a Republican, and he said, I cannot vote for Trump in good conscience because I don't find him to be pious enough, blah, blah, blah. I told him it's a mistake. Within a month and a half of Donald Trump being official president, he called me and said, Kev, I made a mistake. I was like, whoa, isn't that something? And then there have been many others. John Andrews, very amazing man. He invited me to speak at the West Conservative Summit when he ran it. And John made a public declaration. I screwed up. You have some holdouts, Bill Kristol, Stephen Hayes, Jonah Goldberg, and others who want to hold on to that. We are the conservative intelligentsia, and we don't like the brutish behavior of Donald Trump. So because we're now no longer relevant because we were so wrong, we're going to hold on to our ideals. Wrong they may be, but let me tell you, many, many more people have taken the John Andrews approach and said, I screwed up. And there's a reason for that. Success. Donald Trump has been successful. And I'm going to get into it because I want to get into this debate. The reason why Donald Trump is successful is because he brings common sense to politics. He brings a mentality of getting it done. And I'm going to tell you, the worst possible thing for the Democrats to do, I hate to tell us this because this is not good news for the conservative movement and for America. The worst possible thing for Democrats to do with Donald Trump is to cooperate. They cannot cooperate. Because if they do, they will expose that how bad they were. How much to cooperate would be to say, we don't believe any of the policies of Barack Obama and on. They cannot not cooperate. They must impede Donald Trump in every way that they can. And that is the strategy. That and cheating are the only things that can work. And by the way, the not cooperating with Trump doesn't get them elected. Cheating possibly could. And that's remote. I'm not trying to say don't watch him, folks. I'm not saying don't get involved with people that are going to be poll watchers and are involved in no cheating in the campaign kind of stuff, kind of activities. Voter fraud, I guess is the word I was looking for. Don't dismiss it. But all I'm telling you is that it's not going to work. It's got a very remote chance of working. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to talk about this debate. Glad you guys are listening to me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump may be gearing up for a fight with certain Democratic governors over who has the authority to lift stay-at-home orders and reopen the economy. Some governors are warning that opening parts of the country too soon could spark a resurgence of the virus if proper containment measures like widespread diagnostic testing, identification, isolation, and contact tracing are not in place. Republican Congressman from Louisiana, though, Steve Scalise, tells Fox News this needs to be a joint effort between the president and governors.
Well, if you watch over these last 2 months, states have been taking their cue from the president. It's been the president that would come out and say, all right, let's socially distance and bring your crowds down to no more than 10 people.
Three churches in California are suing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom over his lockdown, saying it violates their First Amendment rights. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you were a Democrat, who would you support? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, TheKevinJacksonShow.com. You want to call us 844-551-8255. Who would you support if you were a Democrat? I have an answer for you. Donald Trump. Democrats don't offer you anything. I mentioned the other day, Trump held a rally in New Orleans and a college championship football game broke out. Because that's what it looked like. Go to any Trump rally, it looked like that, except there was a game in between. But not to be outdone, the Democrats held a Klan rally where a debate broke out. Ouch! Yeah, that's why you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, because I break it down for you. See, the Democrats are the party of the Klan, the KKK. They are the party of the lynching of Negroes. They are the reason we have what's called Civil Rights Acts. The Democrats. Not the Republicans. The Republicans were the party, the anti-slavery party. That's what they were. That's what it was called. It was the party that freed the slaves. And the more that we say this, the more you understand it, the more you can get out there and say, I don't care. And let me tell you what the left are going to tell you. Oh, it's not the same Republican Party, and it's not the same Democratic Party. And you look them in the face and you say, you're a liar. They're very much the same. The true Republicans want what's best for black folks. They demonstrate it every day. The true Democrats are still lynching black people and keeping them on plantations. They are nothing more than slaves, minions. In the Democrats' eyes, to be used when they need them. Else, get back to work. Stay working. Stay ignorant. The new work is ignorant. The new work is no work. Don't worry. We will get you your money. We will get you your livable wage. We'll get you your money for being alive. As long as you keep your mouth shut and you don't ask for too much. Here's some beads. And we'll take Manhattan. I'll take Manhattan. So, I don't know if you watched this spectacle that they wanted to call a debate that I said is nothing more than a Klan rally. And I mentioned talked partly about what one of my buddies and business partner, Chris Harris, wrote at unhyphenatedamerica.org. Hashtag DNC 2020 so white. He described the Democratic debate as a whiteout.
I'm no weatherman, but I predict a whiteout of epic proportions in the middle of summer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Why? Because that's the location of the 2020 Democrat National Convention in July. By whiteout, I mean the Democrats will have a glaring absence of color on stage at the convention. If you thought hashtag OscarSoWhite was bad, consider the Democratic Party of 2020. Yep. Nothing but cross-carrying racist is what these people are. With a field that once contained as many as 17 candidates, Democrat candidates represented the most diverse group in history, in the history of American politics. Four blacks? I don't need to name them. You know who the biggest number of them. I mean, you know who they are for the most part, except for Wayne Messam. A Hispanic, Julian Castro. Young female Pacific Islander, Tulsi Gabbard. She's still hanging in there. A young Asian, Andrew Young. Democrats had gay and straight, young and old. Essentially, they had them from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. The field looked like a Benetton commercial with a Geritol shameless plug. I talked about this the other day. I read that piece of the quote, or the article, rather, that Chris wrote. The field was replete with everything the Democrat Party claims to represent. And then there were none. So when you saw that debate, six people on stage, and Tom Steyer looking like, why am I here? Other than the fact that I've got billions of dollars, what qualifies me to be here? Because he was nothing. Yeah, I didn't watch it, but the little clips that I saw, he just kind of stood there robotically looking, you know, to his left. He was the last guy on the right. He just kept looking to the left like, okay, okay. He stands for two things. Global climate change, he's going to save the world, and he wants to get rid of President Trump. That's it. He said, they joked, this is too funny, man. The Babylon Bee, I don't know who writes that stuff, but they are hysterical. Here's what they said. They had a picture of an old TV set in black and white, and they put, no longer need a color TV to watch the Democratic debates. That was hysterical. Because in that humor tells you everything you need to know. Here's what I want you to be able to explain to blacks and leftists when you talk to them. When they talk about their party, say, you know what I find most interesting about your party is its lack of minorities. Now, I don't really care, but you claim that you guys are all progressive, etc. But Tom Perez, who runs the DNC, rightfully said, it isn't the candidate's fault that there are no black people up there. It's the voters' fault. What is Tom Perez saying about Democratic voters? Let me tell you. Let me answer for you. He's saying they're racist. I think it's really funny that not a single one of the black candidates of the four could resonate with black people. Black people on the Democratic side have been trained so well that they won't even vote for their own. Let me put it a different way. If black people rallied behind one of those black candidates, are they still in this race? If Kamala Harris came in and black people said, shoot, we are voting for Kamala Harris, end of story. We're not voting for Biden, whatever. If Kamala Harris isn't the candidate, we are not going to vote for the Democrats. What do you think the Democrats would do? Would Kamala Harris still be in the race? Yeah. Cory Booker? Any of them. Black folks did not vote for Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, or any of the other ones. Deval Patrick or Messam, Wayne Messam. So, what do we end up with? The whitest Democrat, debate that we've had in years. I shouldn't say that, but certainly a white, very, very white one than we've had in a while. And what's interesting is the front runners remain rich, old, white people. Doesn't look good for the Democrats. And it reminded me of one of those old pictures that used to have white fountains and black fountains, and it would be white and colored. But what's even more interesting is watching the Democrats destroy themselves. There's hardly a lie that these people have told that they haven't deconstructed right before America's eyes. And I talk about these inconsistencies, these ironies and hypocrisies all the time, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week on The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. This PSA has been provided by The Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats hate America, folks, and they hate true Americans. This is why they hate you. You showcase true America. They can't stand it. This is why Democrats want open borders and support what they declare is the browning of America. Meanwhile, we learned that in 2019, more non-whites were born in America than whites. More non-whites are attending college or attending schools than whites. America is indeed more brown than it is white. And yet, what do we focus on? What do Democrats focus on? Diversity. We have to have so much diversity. I'm going to warn you, white people, what I'm about to tell you is going to scare you. We have to have so much diversity that we need to not have any white folks. That'll do it. Certainly no white folks in power. That'll do it. I was talking to a very learned man, and he says to me, Kevin, it is unfair that you go to Harvard and you get all the pedigrees and then you get the great positions. He says, you know, you get the lawyers and you know, you get the top lawyers, the judges, the legislators and all that. And I said, okay, so what you're telling me is that we need to put black people in those positions because that's going to make it fair. He's like, well, yeah. I said, so what you're effectively saying to me is that whites in those positions are inherently unfair. They don't know fairness. They don't understand the American way. So black people are going to know fairness, right? When they get put in those positions, they're going to be fair. Well, where is that at? I'll put it to you this. Let me put it in another way. Africa has lots of black people. Do you find it fair? Where would you rather live, America or Africa? What government do you think is more corrupt, the African government or America? Now, I know America's got a lot of corruption. But having done a lot of stuff in Africa, I'll tell you, there is nothing that compares to the level of corruption. Black people in charge. When it comes to setting rules and following rules, I'm going to say it for you white folks. I would rather put my life in the hands of a white person than a black person when it comes to fairness. I'm just telling go ahead, call me whatever you want. Uncle Tom, you're racist, whatever. Apologists, Stockholm Syndrome. No, because I've seen it demonstrate. Part of the reason why America is as successful as we are, because we do believe in the rule of law and treating people fairly. Not all the time.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes. Spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Democrat debates highlight exactly why none of those clowns should be put in charge of this country. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about the Democrat debates. We're talking about Democrats in general because they hate Americans. They hate you. They hate this country. They want open borders. They want the browning of America. A Democrat wouldn't dare say, I want to see the whitening of Africa or the whitening of the Middle East. But they will openly call for the browning of America. And what's funny, go to those brown and black countries that I'm talking about, and you will find the most strife, the most man's inhumanity to man than you will find anywhere on the planet, and they want to bring that to America. Yeah. Place that's civilized, that embraces everybody. And they say, now if you tell me, hey, Kevin, I want to bring these brown and black folks over so they can learn how to live civilized, I got no issue with that. But we're not doing that. We're bringing over the Ilhan Omars who come to this country and hate it. She couldn't even be anything in her own country except a sex slave. And she comes here and she wants to decry our way of life. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Again, the Kevin Jackson Show. com 844-551-8255. Democrats lauded an Iranian terrorist general, Qasem Soleimani, a man who has killed hundreds of Americans, who was plotting to kill hundreds of others, and in the aftermath of President Trump's dispatching the general by sending a missile up his butt, they want to be mad about it. We need to get to the bottom of why you wanted to kill one of the world's most heinous terrorists. How dare you kill this terrorist who killed Americans? That's the message. That's what the Democrats sold. Sadly for Democrats, they have nothing to run on except going after Donald Trump, the hatred of Trump. That's all they got. Baby black Jesus is gone. And here's the dirty secret. Democrats are happy that Barack Obama's gone. They made clear their feelings about Obama, and I've explained it to you, but I'll do it again. They overlooked two of his proteges, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, both junior senators, both black with no Negro dialects, a chip off the old Obama block, if there were any, and yet they and two other blacks got no love from the party of lynching of Negroes. The Democrats were pretty clear, folks, in saying, we don't want any more Obamas. We don't want any more of this black, theology, black liberation theology people in charge. Now, they're not going to say it directly, but they say it indirectly. And Tom Perez, I talked about him earlier, the DNC chair, he says, oh, it was the voters that decided. No, it isn't. It's the media who decides it. It's the DNC who decides it. And it's the voters. And here's what I'm telling you, folks. All the pillars of leftism said, no more black folks. We don't want no coloreds. But they call you the racist. Let me tell you something. You, after post-Donald Trump, you would consider putting an Indian woman as president of the United States. Her name is Nikki Haley. Many of you would still vote for a Ben Carson. Even though I think Ben's a little bit too easygoing, but certainly you loved his intellect in running HUD. Many of you would go for Herman Cain. Ted Cruz. So, you are the people who say, if the cream rises to the top, I'll take it. You voted for a billionaire businessman who had some ties politically, who was dabbling in politics, but who really hadn't run. You voted for him because you saw something in him, and you said, that's the guy we need running the country. And boy, were you right. And the Democrats can't stand you for that. Hate you for it. Because it brought sanity back to this insane world. And you know what an insane world allows? It allows money to be made. There is no money to be made in times of stability. Very little. Money is made in chaos. The chaos of the market. You know what the day trader really relies on? A chaotic market. Ups and downs and unknowns and all of this. That's where people flourish, is in chaos. When is looting done? It's done when there's riots. It's done when there's storms. And when there's some sort of catastrophe. Somebody out there, leftists, say, take advantage of it. As Rahm Emanuel says, don't let a crisis go to waste. That's when it happens. So, I'm trying to explain to you, the audience listening, the vast audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, that the Democrats have orchestrated to get rid of their minorities. but they don't want to draw so much attention to it that you notice. I noticed, because I notice everything. What's their next thing? Impeachment. They want to impeach a guy who is one of the most, not one, he's the most successful modern day president. Probably the best president since either George Washington or Abraham Lincoln. Depending upon how, because all of those were critical times in America's history, and this is certainly a critical time. And they want to impeach a man who has got the American financial system couldn't be better given what Donald Trump inherited. But impeachment's become a joke, with the punchline being Russia or Ukraine. Soon, even late night comedic hacks are going to be forced to admit that President Trump makes Obama and the Democrats look like a toddler who crapped his diaper. That's how good he is. And here's what's funny about Donald Trump. He would tell you, I'm not doing that much. I haven't really exercised a whole lot of genius yet. I'm only doing, I mean, I think the hit on Soleimani and a few other things are borderline. He's getting close. But I don't think there's anything that he's done that you would go, it's genius. I know I've used the term a few times, but he's close. He's encroaching on genius. Certainly is. So you validate that common sense works, that going with your gut and not taking a political angle is the way to go, and the Democrats can't stand you for it because they don't like for things to go America's way. And there's a reason why they struggle with it, because they can't cheer for the bad guy, in their opinion. They can't. It doesn't matter how successful Trump is. I don't care if Trump said, I'm going to make it to where you crap gold ingots. They'd say, gold is bad. It wouldn't work. Anyway, let's get to the debate itself. We're going to go over into the, I know we're going to go over into the next hour, but here's the debate. I took a few things from it, and one of the most interesting points of it has to do with this pushing of women again. I noticed the feminist agenda at work, and they went after Bernie Sanders. And it was fun to watch. It really was. So let's play the clip. And here's what I want you to understand when you listen to it. It was a loaded question against Sanders. And then we'll get to Elizabeth Warren's response. Hopefully we can get all this in.
In 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this, because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today. There's a video of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States.
I'm going to stop there just for sake of time, because we're going to run out of time here in a bit. But here's what I'll tell you. Bernie Sanders is 100% right. I don't believe for a second that Bernie Sanders would make that comment. 30 years ago, there's already a clip saying that he believes it would happen, and there's nothing that would back him off of that. I'm not a Sanders fan in any way, but I'll tell you this. I don't believe anything close to that occurred. But it was funny how CNN set it up. She alleges that you said this. I mean, it's a horrible way to set it up, because effectively he's now in the defensive mode. And what's funny about it is Bernie Sanders is doing exactly what he did in the time of Hillary Clinton. He's not fighting back. Bernie Sanders will not be their nominee, and that somebody gave him an F in the debate. And partially it's this reason. But when we come back, I want to analyze it further, because not only was the question a setup, Elizabeth Warren's answer was a setup, and it doesn't speak to the bigger issue around this particular question and quite frankly, feminism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.